want to welcome Will Feria to our studio. He's the new head of soccer here, I guess, for KISA and for the Whitecaps Academy. How are you, Will?
I'm good, Dennis. How are you?
You're fine. Welcome to our studio. So you grew up in Calgary.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you're from the Philippine community, is that right?
Yeah. Both my parents immigrated from the Philippines about like 20 plus years ago. They worked really hard, lots of sacrifices to, give me the life and my sister the life that, we've been brought up in. And just growing up in Calgary, Alberta is a beautiful place. Obviously played lots of soccer growing up. And all of that sort of led me to where I am today here.
That's neat. Yeah. Well, you take on quite a bit because you're running two programs. Can you describe what the Whitecap head does when they come here? So you're running KISA and you're running the academy then?
Yeah, so I'm the new head coach of the Kootenay East Whitecaps Academy. And with that, there's a sort of a partnership between the Whitecaps and KISA. So it's called a technical contract, which, we provide technical services to the local club. So in my time here, I'll also be the technical director of KISA.
Do they give you much creativity, or do the Whitecaps have a plan of the way that they want to present soccer and teach it, or do they let you kind of do it the way you want to?
Oh, yeah. There's certainly a model that and a style of play that we want to pass on to the players. Everything from player habits, team shape, a lot of that comes later on. But definitely for the younger players, it's lots of player habits and whatnot. But I think what we also really what the Whitecaps really look for in coaches is, how do individual coaches add their own spin to it? How do they add their own, breathe their own life into the programs that they run? So there is definitely a model that I have to follow, but at the same time, they've given me the freedom as well to add my own spin to things and whatnot. So,
boy, you pretty much just take it and run, though, don't you?
Yeah, in a way, but there's lots of support, lots of guidance from the club in terms of resources, education, lots of sharing of ideas, which is fantastic. When you're coaching on the field, it all comes down to how you are as a coach and how you present yourself individually.
Pretty good timing for you because we didn't have an indoor facility, and I don't know if you've had a chance to go over and take a look at the dome, but that's going to bring a whole different element to those people that like playing soccer in the winter. Have you had a chance to tour it then?
Oh man, I'm living there right now, pretty much.
Oh, I see it. I get it. Good. Yeah. So you're liking what you're seeing there?
Oh yeah, it's amazing. And again, just coming from Calgary, like I see those indoor facilities all the time, and it's definitely comparable to what you've got going on there. And just to have a place to play year round for the kids, I think is huge for the soccer community. I think it's going to get a lot of players, or it has gotten a lot of players really excited. And because of that, I hope to see a lot of players get back into the game.
When you watch CONCACAF and some of the things that are happening with our national teams, and that would be female and male for sure, when young players have a chance to look at their heroes and their idols and that, it helps to get more interest in the game, doesn't it?
Oh my goodness, yeah. What a time to be a young player, honestly. The amount of inspiration and the amount of just incredible things that you're seeing from the men's team, the women's team, I think it's certainly going to bring a lot more players into the game. And I think if I was a young player growing up and I'm seeing my heroes on the television achieving what they're achieving, and not just with the national team, but also there's a lot of buzz around the Whitecaps, really close to clinching a spot in the playoffs. Just what a time to be a young player. There's lots to look up to, for sure.
Who really spurred you on in Calgary? Did you have one particular coach that really kept you interested in the game and keep you rolling as you are into it right now?
Oh, wow. If I were to talk about every single individual there, we'd be here for hours. I think I've been very fortunate to be surrounded by a really strong support group growing up as a player, but also in my journey in coaching. To be honest, I don't really have a very long glorious playing career, but I got started in coaching at such an early age, and definitely there's lots of figures that come to mind. One of my coaches in particular who have raised me since I was a teenager, to he's the one reason why I got into coaching in the first place. Cedric is his name. He comes to mind. But definitely, other than him, there's along on my coaching journey, so many individuals. The head coach of the Alberta Whitecaps Academy, he's the reason why I got here in the first place. Worked along him for a few years, and honestly, just everyone that I've encountered in the soccer community in Calgary, my family, all my friends, so much support back home to get me where I am today.
What do you think the key is? Yeah, I mean, you want to be competitive, but you have to keep it fun so youth have interest in it. Is that what you always have to be thinking about when you're making a game or practice plan then?
Yeah, one of One of the keys that we try to pass on to young players in the Whitecaps is, you know, we want to keep all the activities as fun as possible, but also competitive, right? Because, you know, naturally in the game, especially when you get to the older, the older age groups, you know, you're always competing, whether you're going to get to a point where you might be trying out for a select team, university team, or, you know, maybe even a professional club. You're always competing, right? So it's, you know, you have to enjoy the game first and foremost. You have to have a love and passion for what you do, but at the same time, making sure that the players have an eagerness to learn and are still remaining competitive and looking to improve themselves and get better each time.
What are the things you have to do in the immediate future, Will? I mean, you're just in your first few weeks here, but what are you trying to accomplish maybe between now and the end of the year in setting up the program here?
Oh, yeah, still lots on my mind, really. I think my main focus right now is to sort of help the local scene come out of, a post-COVID world. You know, I know the state of the kids these days is, they've come from a time where their daily routine has been obstructed by this strange time that we've been in, and sports has been taken away, and I know a lot of players have sort of dropped out. So I think in this short time, really my objectives are to just help grow and rebuild the Whitecaps Academy, get some players back on board. I know that there's been a lot of dropout for COVID. Also just help the local scene in their house program and the rep and development programs, which will start in January, really help that get going. And also another key thing for me is to just start connecting and networking with local coaches in the area and as well as the local organizations in around the other town. So, for example, Invermere and Fernie, I'd love to get in touch with them a little bit more and see what we can do in the future.
Probably listening to you right now. Very good. Thank you. Gee, thanks for coming. We can do this again when you're more comfortable.
Absolutely.
You've got 500 things going on right now.
Sounds good.
If anyone's listening in the Philippine community, you probably like a nice home-cooked meal one of these days, or do you cook for yourself?
I do a bit of both, My parents came up, so they brought me some food. I do a bit of cooking myself,
No. We have a lovely Philippine community here, and I was mentioning off air on our multicultural days, they put on a great show and some serve nice food. Welcome to Cranbrook.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with what you're doing with our soccer program. You're welcome. Will Ferria is the new head of the, well, we're going to call it soccer locally here in the East Kootenay for both the Whitecaps Academy and for KISA.